the beginning of my life, I met the Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I met
Abhacharana
Arvinda in our dream and Kalpata. And Guru Maharaj told me to serve him. Beginning, I was studying from 1946. So I made sure that when there was no stone, the birth of a stone, from there and with him, and still and with him. I know that without any power of Krishna, anyone cannot preach in the whole world in a couple of years like him. So we think some inspiration of Krishna Bhakti and Mahaprabhu. And that is why he is today. Told him to write, he said, articles in English and to preach in Western countries. And thus, he went to America as a beggar, no pies in his pocket, nothing. And in any part,
Tom's skin spare
part. And he began to
sing, closing eyes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Hearing, not hearing. The person coming in the park, especially
hippies.
Oh.
Hippies, hippies.
Hippies. They used to come and to dance and sing with him. And sometimes out of love, they used to give him some alcohol.
Why?
And other things.
Cigarette.
They never knew that who is it. And by that, a very fast impression came in their heart. And almost all the hippies who used to come to that square part for
Tom's
garden.
Park,
all became happy. One of them, you feel Shyamran,
Vrindavan Vilasri.
Vrindavan Vilasri was hippies all day. Kamal Krishna, you also hippie.
Sonaka.
He also hippie. He was soldier. He was soldier, not hippie. Soldier hippie.
So, by day, the Krishna Bhakti established center, mystical center. The mountains, the forests, beds of ocean, everywhere. Almost all the countries of world. Being our small, it is there. Especially, the patient was very solid. By his books, by translation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and the things beyond, journey beyond
another planet.
And so many books. He has translated the books of Srila Goswami also. So, a very couple of years, a priest had been there. He gave sannyas to young devotees. Though they were not qualified for sannyas, but as Krishna did in his pastimes, that by a throne, if it fails, it goes on, then we should take another throne and take it out and go through the heat. Really, they were not qualified for sannyas, but yet, as a sannyasi he gave, one is in him is the glory of the Krishna name. By them all, he preached over the whole world and he distributed his books. I think my disciples are not doing so well, but at that time, young ladies, young important ladies, they used to go to airports, schools, college,
university, bus station, train station.
Everywhere.
Marketplace.
Anyhow, my book distribution is going on, but not like this. All men at that time so inspired. They had no any shame or any bad thing used to do. Very desperate. So I think if my disciples, lady devotee or male devotee, I want that they should also preach like this. But I am happy that the mission of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of the Krishna, now going very fast. At that time, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj saw they are not qualified for Raghunuga Bhakti, higher class of Bhakti. So, he only told in books, not by general classes and everything. That is why his own leaders could not know what is Raghunuga Bhakti, what is this and that. Good Siddhanta. Even they could not understand his instructions that he never can come from Guru Vrindavan. He has never written. He has written only that Krishna Bodhi says, you are not Guru. By this, you see that somewhere somehow the jeevas were remembering Krishna and serving Krishna. And after that they have fallen. But real manner is not that. Of all acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Bhakti Vidya Bhushan, Vaidanti Acharya, they have told Tatasthasa. Krishna, when he is alone, only with Tatasa Shakti, then Vidhinam's Jeev comes. And he has never gone to Guru Vrindavan. He has never fallen down. Also, they could not understand the mood of their Guru Dev. They can call Krishna Radha Parsisha, Parsisha. This is quite wrong. In this way I see that too many things, wrong ideas they are taking and they are not going towards Sudhavati. They have no guidance for this. that is why thinking is coming in. So that, oh, you should take the guidance of Narayan Maharaj. Also he told about perhaps Sridhar Maharaj. So, he told all these things, but they are not falling. Now Ritik, classes are going on very well. Everywhere Ritik. Those who fall down, no Shastra, Gyan, nothing. Now they are Ritiks. I think Ritik has no relation with Krishna Bhakti. Where even the Ritiks, they don't know what is first sacrifice, how to do Bhavan, what to tell about Guru. So, since now so many things are going on, which is wrong. Now time
for pardon.
For pardon.
8:52.
Now time has come. In Krishna, and after that you should all take your parents. Now, there are